How do stop losses work on Kraken? Let's say I have a birthday party on Wednesday night, but an important meeting Thursday morning. So sensible me pre-books a taxi for 10 p.m. with alerts. Voila, I won't be getting carried away and staying out till 2. That's stop loss orders on Kraken, an easy way to plan ahead. Go to kraken.com and see what crypto can be. Don't invest unless you're prepared to lose all the money you invest. This is a high-risk investment, and you should not expect to be protected if something goes wrong.
AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry, with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development, with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. oracle.com/bandwidth.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hiya, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic Friday Flashback.
The way this show works is
perfectly.
Every day, yeah. It's a well-oiled machine. We do the show from my living room. When I'm done, I'm done. I've done a lot of talking and a lot of radio, and a lot of talking on different shows, like including the show that I'm on.
What station is that on, Mike?
It's like your brother. Your brother decides he's going to pick your slap up while you're like reclining.
I was taking a rest.
Is it too much to ask for you to sit up during the show?
It's bordering on it. Really, yeah.
What is wrong? Are you sleepy today?
No.
You normally don't recline this early in the show.
You made me laugh.
Do you notice that he does that?
Yeah,
he's so effing lazy that he lies back and he lies down during the... First, now, listen, I don't mind feet up, but at least have the microphone within proximity.
Usually, when I lean back, it's because I laughed.
Not this time, though.
Okay. I said usually.
So, boys, the radio show is the edge.
And this is all boiling down. You're sad that I'm not the one who pimped your show up, that Buzz did it.
105. Nine, it just feels better when you do it
on the FM and DC.
Yes, FM and DC.
So
and
it's
listen,
on the radio
and online.
Hey, you know, and when you go out, this is the way I think I've got to start doing this. When you're out and about, you're in a stereo store, you're in a car dealership.
Yeah,
just please switch the stations wherever you are.
Sure, when you're at the electronics store.
When you're at the electronics store,
I do that for the podcast. When I go into the Apple store,
yes,
I go on all the iPads and I put Mike O'Mara show.
You make it the homepage.
Yes.
Oh, cool. That's fantastic.
I go to all of them and
do the same thing with your radios. 5 to 9 Monday through Friday. So when I get here, I chill. I'm done.
You're over here
for about 10 minutes after the show tops, and we'll visit a little bit.
Listen to all the F-bombs we bleep.
Then I'm out of here, and you know, everybody, sometimes people come back in the kitchen. We take care of a little business, but
as a rule, we're all eager to leave too.
We all get that. We like to get out. We're done. We like to move forward. The only lingerer usually is Mr. French, and even he gets out of here occasionally, but the problem is he's silent. And
surprisingly quiet.
Yesterday,
like a ninja.
Well, when you don't move, you're quiet.
And so I go into my kitchen, and my little routine is make my little Weight Watchers lunch, and I'll turn on The View, or I'll turn on CNN, or I'll turn on something that I'm looking at. I'll even watch the Today Show from earlier in the day.
Deal or No Deal.
And watch that. And Deal or No Deal.
Yeah.
And all right, we're gonna I'll turn his microphone.
Oh, come on.
Pleasure. I'll compromise. I'll turn it half.
half
make
staff.
Him yell.
All right, say Deal or No Deal again.
Deal or No Deal.
About right,
that's
isn't
good.
It?
That's perfect. Now you can turn them back up. So anyway, I'll watch the different, and I'm eating, and about the time I'll be done making the old sandwich and sitting down at that kitchen table, that's really you know, unless there's something really important, and Mark usually is the one that gets the free pass because Mark does not really say anything unless it's something business, right? You know, really specific, a yes or no, something like that. But usually, I think everybody vibes on the fact that I'm done. I want to be.
Oh, I don't even say
own.
Goodbye anymore.
He doesn't say, which is perfect. That's fine.
You go into the kitchen, which is in the back of the house.
Right.
We're in the front room.
Right.
I upload it. I put the show on, and I tiptoe to the door and shut it behind me.
I'm not that bad.
And I don't tip. But I don't say goodbye.
It's really just, okay, we're done. We'll see you all tomorrow. It's fine. We've been socializing a lot lately together. It's that we get plenty of togetherness. And yesterday, it's not like this doesn't really have any relevance to the discussion, except that everybody's normally gone now. Right. And we're done with our stuff. And it's probably, I would say, would it be safe to say a half hour after we get done during this, everybody's pretty much cleared out.
Yeah. And I would say 85 times out of 86, RJ and I leave together.
Okay. All right. So it's a half hour, then it's 45 minutes, then it's an hour.
So now you really think you're in safe territory.
I have finished lunch. I'm sitting there vegging out. I'm watching a show. And then it comes time where, you know, I get the little desire for it's time to, and I'm like, okay.
Is that
everybody's
normal
gone.
I hate to, this is not.
No, there
show.
Is no normal time anymore.
I was going to say, you know, with your schedule in the morning, it is so rushed. I would imagine
there's
you
no way I can take a Duke in the morning.
I don't think you can.
Anytime.
Can't Duke in the morning. There's been one time since I've done the morning show where I've done it at the station
only
during
once.
The show,
yeah.
And that's almost impossible. We have very short periods of time. This is not the days when I worked in country radio where I could put on Uneasy Rider and read the sports section and sit back there and come back in. You know, you just can't do that anymore.
Going down to Georgia.
And certainly, and then with the old show, we had a 9-minute stop. Upsets that we played 2 an hour and we could actually, you know, you could luxuriate. You could really take some time.
Sure.
You still had to be back on time.
Sure.
So, no, I don't have a regular schedule now, but it's rare. But, yeah, I'd say midday sometimes is when
this helps me gauge my day.
Well, the best is is when we're all still here and he goes in the back and then comes in yelling, if you need to use the bathroom, use it now.
That is my way of saying, boys, I'm using it and I'm not going upstairs. That is my bathroom that I paid for. And it's on the main level, and it's off of my kitchen. And Carla's not going to be home for 4 hours, and I am using that bathroom.
That is the modern day equivalent of Mike walking through the lobby of WJFK with the sports section.
Exactly,
hello, ladies.
Look. I know what's going to happen, but I don't want.
There's not Mike. Everybody poops.
So I'm sitting here, and it's an hour, and I go into the restroom, and I know Carl is not going to be home,
right.
And the dogs are sleeping, and I said, okay, I leave the door open,
right.
As men are often want to do.
Is the TV on?
The TV is on. So I'm actually listening to the TV, and I'm enjoying it. I'm reading the Lindsay Lohan issue of it might be the Lady Gaga issue of Vanity Fair,
sure.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm getting
pop
ready
culture
because
is your bitch.
The reason I'm doing this with the big super thick magazine. This is going to be a while.
This is a serious.
This is going to be
a
while.
The one of the day.
We're doing some colon cleansing here, okay? We're going to take our time. You know, we're not going to just put a few people on Omaha Beach. We're going to wait for the second. After we storm Guadalcanal, the Marines get on there first, but then we're going to bring the Army reinforcements in, okay? So we're going to be a while. Sit down to enjoy myself, and I'm sitting there, and I hear absolutely nothing, and then Orca Ballerina Feet.
No.
Wow, is that his old DJ?
Shuffles
name?
His way through with utter and total silence. A normal walking man.
Is he like Belushi when he's breaking in with the horse?
A normal walk of a man would be able. You would get a warning because you would hear.
Clump, 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 clump,
he floats. He sneaks. Mm-hmm. He skulks. He lingers. If you'll notice him, he appears. Mm-hmm. He never walks into a room. All of a sudden, I'll be sitting there going, "Yes, well, the herpes lesion." RJ, can I help you? You know, and it's just there he will be in the doorway. Well, this time, suddenly I'm sitting there in mid grunt, and I hear, and I look up, and he opens the door, and it's RJ, and
the
it's
bathroom?
Me with my balls hanging out, and there's RJ, and I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you here? And he turns around, he's like, sorry, Mike. And
was
he
starting at any point, was he starting to unbutton his shirt?
It's already open.
Because, you know, Mike.
What the F were you?
Freud said there are no accidents.
You were here. And if you tell me you're doing something for the show, I'll be so pissed because it'll make me madder.
Rob, what were we doing?
We were
editing the picture.
Oh, that's right. We had trouble figuring out a way to size a picture.
Okay.
For the website.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't an hour, Mike. It was 20 minutes after the
show. It felt like an hour. It felt like an hour, and but you lurk and you skulk.
I think
and you float. You don't talk. Pound those fat feet of yours down so I can hear it.
And I don't walk hard. By design, I try to.
By design.
You better start. I want you to start stomping because, Jesus, you float. You're absolutely soundless. When you walk, you open the door, and there I am sitting there with everything hanging out as I'm enjoying. I'm exposed.
Right, no
I
shirt
can't
on.
Reach. I can't. I had a shirt on. Okay. Thank you. I had a shirt on. Put pants around my ankles, and I can't reach for the door.
No.
And I'm like, RJ, my God. He leaves. He doesn't stop. He gets
Keeps
out of the house.
Silently.
You know, and my last comment as he's leaving, you would have heard me go, "You don't live here."
I said, "You
don't live here. Leave." But he also, you do set the record. No one has used that bathroom. I ought to put Diaz on the outside of that door because you take like 70 leaks a day. Have you had your prostate checked? Because seriously, I bet you've got a problem.
I'm sure I do. I'm 56 years old.
Hey, here comes RJ.
But thank you.
This is RJ getting up from his computer stand. This is RJ walking through my den. And RJ delicately putting his head on the door.
There's a pirouette.
RJ, will you demonstrate?
Oh, no.
You are listening.
There's a pirouette.
You're listening to the way Mr. French walks.
And the plié.
This is the way he
walks. Time to get a drink.
That's a Spiewak
dip-in. Drink.
Rob gets the gold star.
He's not fat, it's helium.
Hello, I'm RJ Diaz. Where am I going to walk? I think I'll walk over here now. I think I'll get a box of crackers. I'm going to get crackers as I watch my Tampa Bay and Miami football teams.
Do you walk, design?
That's the best.
RJ, do you walk light by design?
I do. Let me see where I'm going here right now. I'm going to walk through the den and sneak up on Mr. O'Mara, who's taking a big old dump in the kitchen bathroom.
RJ, the door is ajar. No. What will you do?
Oh, I better flee. Flee right
and
now.
And off he goes.
As I yell,
"You don't live here!
Go ballet your way out of my house!"
No. I just put on my slippers.
You heard it. I'm a heavy man and I walk softly.
By design.
By design.
Waking up morning in the Diaz house.
I got to ask RJ, did you get a whiff?
Absolutely not.
Oh, that's
odorless.
Good. Thank
like
you.
Mike
good answer.
What
a relief.
Bad question.
Aww.
I'm going to get up this morning. I'm RJ Diaz. I'm going to go into my kitchen to make my breakfast. The neighbors down below don't bother. I don't bother them because I can be up at all hours. No one will hear me.
Oh, and here's when he runs away, Mike.
Yeah, this is when he's leaving the house.
You don't live here!
You don't live here.
RJ Lightfoot.
Okay. Oh, my God, that's too good. All right, well, anyway.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
With MyBookie, you're not just watching football, you're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out MyBookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too, a brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light 'em up! Attention sports fans, do you love winning? Of course you do. That's why you need to check out Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million members. It's super easy. Just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections, sit back, and watch the winnings roll in. How about a guaranteed win every week in September? Yep. Just one, yes, one, Caleb Williams passing yard gets you a win each football weekend this month. That's 4 weeks of easy W's. But don't sleep on it. This deal vanishes when September ends. But wait, there's more. Worried about injuries ruining your lineup? Relax. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. If your player leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, your lineup stays in play. No more stressing over those unexpected injuries. This weekend, I'm taking Derrick Henry for more than 70 rushing yards and Daniel Jones for less than 193 passing yards. Two picks I feel great about. The best part is you can win up to 100 times your money with just 4 correct picks. So what are you waiting for? Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code TMOS and get $50 instantly when you play just $5. That's right, $50 free. Just for giving it a shot. More winning, less stressing. Prize Picks is where the fun begins.
Very, very cool.
Now, I hate to take a really sharp left turn.
Yes.
But I checked myself and I'm clean. Did somebody step in something?
Uh-oh.
You know, I may have. I cleaned up some Frankie mess this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
I'm smelling it.
I'm sorry.
I'm smelling it.
I don't have it here.
I'm
not
clean.
Me, I'm clean.
Yeah, got a little on my heel.
Buzz got it on the heel.
I got on my heel, too.
Get me a paper towel. Paper towel. I got dog poo on me.
Paper towel.
I got dog poo. No. Roger, move fast, for God's sake. God. Oh,
I need wipes. Go get cloth. Get wipes. That's gross. I can't go to the bathroom.
The citrus stuff is under there if you want.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
I need a dog trainer. I need a dog trainer.
And there you have it.
God damn it. Oh, man.
You know, I tried to pick them all up, but he left them around this morning. There was
that bastard.
It was like Easter egg
that
hunting.
That little bastard. That little
how do you
son
even
of a
know
bitch.
About that?
It is like Easter
that
egg hunting.
Son of a bitch little dog. That little friggin' dog.
I found one in front of Rob's chair and another one sort of now between Rob and RJ. So Frankie is starting to rotate around the room.
Not only that, but he's getting better because we have a lovely Asian, I'm sorry, you can say Oriental about carpet, right?
Yes,
sure. An Oriental carpet. He tends to poop on the brown part of the carpet. He's very stealthy.
Did you share the camera, Buzz?
Clandestine.
No, where did I step in mine?
That's a good idea.
And you know what? Normally it's dry by the time I get to it. Yours looked wet.
All right. All right, God, that's gross.
Do you want? You know what? We've not
that's
done this
Frankie's
before.
Fine work
do you
on
want
my
to
shoe?
Stop tape so you can go wash?
No.
I think Rob would like you to.
It's not going to be funny.
Scented white.
Huh? A scented white?
And let's do a shot of that orange spray while we're at
very
it.
Very good. All right. Yeah,
yeah it was fine.
All right,
its way over
the,
to me.
And then RJ.
There's the orange
when
spray.
When you're free, if you could take the shoe by the clean end and throw it outside on the porch.
All right.
That'd be great.
Thank you.
I'll use this for my hands.
This is not under your regular list of duties here, but and I mean duties.
List of what?
Duties. God damn it.
You know, I've gotten so I'm pretty careful when I come in and when I had the smell. I
thank you, RJ.
I was discreetly checking
tiny.
My...
It's the size of a smaller than a Tootsie Roll.
Yes,
you know, now it smells like orange in here.
Oh, now you're getting edited. Yeah. He wanted to do that just to see. That is so you are such a radiophile.
Everybody's happy. Everybody's happy.
All right, enough.
I'm sorry to bring it up, but I thought it was best broached in the open.
Thank you. No. I'm glad we did that. All right. All right.
You know what it does smell like in here now? A nursing home?
Yeah.
We're going to take you outside today.
And we're wiping our hands with eye wipes for dogs,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, because Ass McGrew was sent on that mission. I have wipes out the wazoo. I got disinfectant stuff. I got cotton to wipe your butt. I got everything. Everything's in there. We get
the dog
eye wipes.
Yes.
Same thing. All right. Anyway, on the show today, my God, where's the time going? Do we have time to get to everything? Anyway, thanks to Anabnet Reporting, and I'm sure they really want to be associated with this show now, the dog poo show.
I'd like to have that read back if we could, please.
Okay, here it is. You know what? I'll deal with it. Yeah. I'll deal with it on Facebook.
Right.
Need a dog trainer. I'm done. I'm done with it. I don't have the effing time to do it. We take the dog out. He pees, but he comes in here, and now I've got to look at you in the lotus position.
But yes.
Isn't that? Buzz is folding his legs underneath. I need a dog
and
trainer.
You know what?
You know, dogs are notoriously hard to toilet train. Yes. And he goes to pee.
Are you sure it's Francis?
What's that?
Yeah. Are you sure it's Francis?
No. Oh, I'm sure. Beluga looks like a homeless man dumped if you see it.
Now, but is Frankie trainable? I thought you said the book on Chihuahuas is they just can't be housebroken.
I think they do. No, they look, it's just a question of diligence, guys.
This doesn't
happen if I close the doors rock solid tight and I leave the front of that house. He is not going to do that. He does this just like the trainer told me because this is an area that he does that he never uses.
Right.
This is an area he comes to and he leaves. We do not interact with the dogs in here ever.
Right.
It does not exist. So that I believe that.
That must be it.
It is. I believe it. Mm-hmm. I believe it with that's why they do it. And he does it in an area where there is no activity for him.
Right.
So that's he sneaks out. Then he goes right back to his area.
I would not give up hope. I mean, we've made great strides of progress with Mark Riddell. And I think that we can fix this.
That just makes me angry.
Do you really want to put this out on Facebook, though? Because you know you're going to get every
I want a decent dog trainer.
He needs help.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're a handful, too, most of them. What,
the trainers?
Yeah, most of them.
This show doesn't smell very good.
I don't smell anything over here.
I do smell it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, to deal with it. We're going to have,
Rob mentioned he smelled it, too.
Well I'm sorry.
It's
we're not
better.
Stopping tape. We're going to do the show.
I wouldn't ask for that.
I've been working all week. I'm exhausted. We're going to do this show.
You know what I love?
What?
Fridays. You know what you got after today? After this show, you got the rest of the day off.
Bull ass.
What do you got planned?
I'm going to be at H&H Greg Appliances today. I'll be at
4
the
to 6
Appliance and Electronics store from 4 to 6 p.m. On an appearance for my radio program.
Wait, hold it. Just wait. Hold on. You have another radio show?
I might.
Where is it?
It's
on.
Where is it on? 105.9 The Edge.
Oh, I love that station.
It's in Washington, D.C., and we're on from 5 in the morning till 9 o'clock. I will be at H&H Greg Appliance. Why am I making... They didn't spend money here. So Mark Ronick's going
to
stab me.
There is one other thing
that.
I need to ask. I don't have a good FM receiver in my home.
Yes, I understand.
If I wanted to use my computer to listen.
Right, you would go to 105.9 The Edge, theedge1059.com.
Or just go to our website.
And click
on through? You can link both to both.
Because I love when you're funny and I love the music.
Okay, shut the hell up. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much. God, what a day.
You play the AC/DC?
What a day.
Where'd RJ go?
Yes, we do.
They're wonderful.
Who knows? You know, seriously, now you scare me. Now you think after all the crap, like the last words I would have said was, you know, screaming at him when there was dog poo on
and
the floor.
RJ's
like
face down in the lawn.
Raymond?
RJ, are you all right?
I got you.
All right, Jesus. There he is. Lurking
on delay.
Again.
I hear the echo of an open pantry.
He's floating. He's floating around. There he is. He's floating around where he can't be found. You don't have to do that.
That's Buzz.
You didn't have to do that.
Dripping wet.
You owe him.
I could not fight.
Oh, you bitch about it.
No.
He bitched about it.
Oh my God.
You just bitched about it. He washed the dog off your show.
And I appreciate that.
No, you don't. You are a selfish man.
Would you, Mr. Nice Guy, would you like to hold this wet shoe?
Yeah, you are such a diva. I swear to God.
There's no white.
RJ, hold on. Let me paint the picture here. Buzz, I will give you your counterpoint.
All right.
I will give you your counterpoint. This is the way it appears to me. We just had RJ, out of the goodness of his heart, took Buzz's shoe that had dog poop that Buzz had hung up on the mic stand. RJ took it into the kitchen, touching another man's shoe, and he washed the dog poop.
A feces-covered shoe.
Something I wouldn't do. Buzz, before you go, I wouldn't do that if you had an electrode attached to my testicle and it was Pavlovian.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
That's it. Now your counterpoint. Go ahead.
As delighted as you are about the opportunity to attack me, mean guy. First of all, I didn't ask him to wash it. I asked him to throw it out on the porch so I could deal with it later. Secondly, I did, if you'll back up the tape, I did thank him for washing it. You're not even listening to this.
But then you complain.
Thirdly, it's dripping wet, and now I'm going to drop my wet shoe on your nice, clean floor.
It's not a nice, clean floor. It's covered with dog poo.
That's right. We've established this already.
Well, you know, it's nice to see that you can be unpleasant as well. Like you just provoked, were in that exchange.
Yes, and you know what?
Yes, it's my fault that you are unpleasant.
I don't want to bring up.
Blame me because you're perfect.
I don't want to spread the
jump at the opportunity to attack me.
No, it was funny. And listen, we could take a poll right now of everybody. I just was, if somebody, I don't care if it was wet, if somebody washed poo that wasn't related to me.
I did thank him.
And then you said it's wet.
Yeah, dripping wet.
But really,
dripping wet.
Should he have done dog feces related hygiene in your kitchen sink?
Doesn't matter.
Were you prepared for
the Lord? Let me tell you, when you've got two dogs like that, we have done plenty
of
dog
feces
related
activity.
Feces. That's right. We have done it on a regular basis. My life is dog feces.
The world of feces.
My life is wall-to-wall dog feces. Yes, yes, Raymond.
I did not use the sink. I used the toilet.
You did? See? There you go.
Good man.
And incidentally, screw you for trying to throw.
No, no.
This is one where Mr. French wins.
Oh, he wins absolutely.
This is where I'm the one
he
that
wins
I abuse.
Absolutely.
I abuse.
Yes, world of feces.
I abuse Mr. French more than anybody, as
right.
Uncle Weeble said over there, because I'm mean.
Right.
Because I'm a mean man.
Mean.
So when I
You're
prop him up,
one.
I want him to stay propped up.
Okay.
And both you and you
I
have both diminished his task.
I was
task.
Questioning. I diminished nothing. I diminished nothing.
You did.
No,
you said.
I
you
was
said,
just concerned.
You, no, you were
I
not.
I was concerned.
You were throwing him under the bus because you said
I wouldn't want
he used
feces.
The sink.
I
should
wouldn't
he
want,
use the sink?
I wouldn't want feces
you
of
were,
any sort
you were hoping,
in my kitchen
Hold
sink.
On a second. You were hoping for me to get mad
no.
and go, RJ, did you use the sink?
I think you
did
were play-
you use the sink?
I think he was playing the odds.
Yes. Okay, a-hole. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, when are we starting the show?
All right, did we give the sponsor?
Yes. We did.
Yes, we did.
That's the beginning of the show. Jesus Christ.
TMOS Classic.
I totally agree with what you say about cherishing your children, but, you know, I had a very rare, actually week with Julia.
Really? Like difficult?
She has pulled one of the most amazing scams on me, and she is on double secret probation.
Now, first of all, how old is Julia now?
Julia is 9. She will be 10 in December.
Okay. Now, I will tell you, having been with daughters that age, that 9-10 mark is the discovery. You know, it all varies with different age, but it seems to me that in most families, that's the age of we discover the scam.
And
that's when scamming might get to another level.
This is really bad, and I didn't even talk about this.
Thank
last
you for
week
the counterpoint
because
this is good.
I was so irate with her last week.
Really,
I wasn't ready to talk about it.
Wow, sure.
And I meant to mention this to you before the show, but I'll bring it up now.
Now, Julia, for a little background here, Rob talks about Julia a lot. You've heard her if you've listened to the show for a long time. Precocious would be the word. She is very bright.
Very smart.
Very verbal. And
always has been.
Always just a pleasure to be around. She's a beautiful
and charming
little girl.
Charming.
And she is charming. Yeah.
But she is in hot water now.
Oh, my God. You are pissed.
It's a backstory here.
Okay.
We got a call from a neighbor. And there is something that you can Google. And I don't even want to say it.
All right.
But I will write it down if you want to someday look at it. And it's a hideous image of an unwell woman.
I see.
Really?
All right.
And I asked Julia if she had ever Googled this.
Okay.
And she said she hadn't. And I said, because we got this from a parent.
Now, I have to get more detail here. Is it a pukey site?
No. It's
really?
It's a down there site.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was apparently it was spreading around the school. All the kids were talking about it.
Really? Please bring it up for me.
And yeah, that's all right. That's all right. Let me put it to you this way. We definitely don't want this to be the image on the show today.
What?
Okay. Okay.
So, do we not even want to mention the website? Because, you know, people
are
going to be
clamoring. Well, I'll let you call it because you're going to see it here.
Let's wait till we see it.
I'll wait till I see it before I show.
We'll put a link on the show site.
Oh, there's no need to link this.
I'm not sure whether we want to
anyway,
do this. Oscars typing feverishly right
now. I don't want to sell out the kids' parents. So what I did is I went to Julia and I said, we got an email from your principal talking about this website.
Wow.
And, you know, there's been a lot of talking. A lot of kids were talking about it. And we want to make sure you hadn't gone there. And she said she hadn't. I said, great. I believe her. And so she sent away.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let me see it.
Wow. Oscar reacted violently to this.
Oh, my God. That is nasty.
We're
I got to say
put
it
that
now.
On the site.
We're not going to put it on our site.
No.
But I will say what it is. I will say what it is. It's bluewaffle.net.
Okay, and that's That's quite
It's funny. So disgusting.
Not safe for
okay. And what it is, it's a vagine that's in diseased condition.
It's a bad one.
It's horrible.
So I believe Julia when she said she had never
Rob,
seen it.
That is awful.
Tell me about it.
Nine this going
is
on
why,
ten.
This is why the parents were concerned that some of the neighborhood kids had mentioned
horrible, her. Horrible, yeah. I don't blame you for getting mad.
Now,
just quickly, did you cross your mind that if someone went to that site and you're 9 or 10 years old, you probably never want to have sex again?
Well,
or ever.
Well, we get
not again. Ever.
I don't want to get too ahead in the story, but when we eventually got Julia to admit that she did go to the site, she claimed she didn't know what it is. And I believe
that's possible.
Okay. So Julia has a computer in her room, has for a long time, because we had an extra computer. We needed to set it up. Somewhere.
Really? And in fairness to her, to defend her, it might conceivably be somebody that might think, a naive person might think that it was something being cleaned up after the oil spill.
It does. It looks like something from
the
Gulf,
perhaps a pelican.
So I said, you know, Carrie, I'll settle this. Let me go check Julia's search history. And it turns out she had been there, but that's not what flipped me out.
Oh no.
She'd been other places?
Oh my God. Something worse?
Since about December, Julia had created a Gmail account for herself. Now, she has an email account that Carrie and I know about, but she created her own Gmail account and her own Facebook identity.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Daddy, I am with you 100%.
And I was livid.
Sure.
I mean, that is so scary for a parent.
And it was.
So
and here's
scary.
The deal. I throw myself here at saying that this is bad parenting because I let her stay on her computer in her room because she was, you know, it seems like 4 months ago, she was doing something called Club Penguin, which is a something
so is my daughter.
You subscribe to it through
Equally,
Disney.
Equally, they say Proto. Dangerous. People can, that there are
but
creeps
there are,
that can get into.
There are filters,
there
on,
are
Club
filters
Penguin
on Club
and
Penguin
and everything. And so I assume she's doing Club Penguin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it turns out I've deleted the account now. Yeah. She was Julia Jellybean. And she had put up pictures of herself, and she was friends with Justin Bieber and all these people who claim to be famous people.
Oh, my God.
Older kids from her school.
Oh my God.
And so here's where she is the scam master. Because, and I would almost cut her some slack if, when I called her on it, she said, yeah, I did it. I knew I wasn't supposed to. Because I told her, she'd asked.
It's pretty elaborate for a 9-year-old to be that internet savvy that she's going in and setting up her own account.
She said, she asked, Facebook, can I have a Facebook account? I said, maybe when you're like 12 and with your mom and me watching over.
I mean, everybody knows parents should know the pitfalls of this, the dangers of this. You know, you got a lot, it's the great unknown. It's the unknown frontier. And, you know, anybody that knows anything about social networking websites, my God, we wouldn't have a show without social networking. But it's scary. Because with kids, you just worry about who's going to reach out to them and who's going to try to make contact.
It's horrifying. And again, the thing that troubled me so much is the fact that she's in there and I don't know about it. And that is on me. I take that. So I call her down. I find this on her computer and I come down and I bring up and I look at it on my computer and I say, Carrie, come look at this. Mm-hmm. And her jaw just, you could hear it hit the ground.
Right.
And so I called Julia down after she had just said she'd never seen, you know, that kind of waffle. And I said, Julia, who is Julia Jellybean?
What was the face?
Perfect ice cold water in her veins. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Oh, every human can do that.
And I said,
apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Oh yeah,
I'm kidding.
Which tree?
A worse liar in the world than me? Obviously, from her mother's side.
Rob can't lie because Rob has a tell.
His face.
Rob
his
can
face
probably
right.
play poker real well, but when he tries to when you get to the truth with Rob, his cheeks go completely red.
Yeah.
So it's easy to tell. Like they are right now for a different reason.
Really pissed. Yeah, right. Wow. So I had minimized her Facebook page and I bring it up on my computer. I say, well, who's this? I don't know. I said, well, there's pictures of you. She said, maybe one of my friends set it up.
She's still going with it.
And I said, there are pictures on this site that your mom took. So that had to have been set up from this house. And that's when we got her, and she broke down.
She started crying?
Yeah, and she's very, very sorry.
Oh, my God.
And I
God.
Said, Julia, I went up onto your computer, and I found your search history, and I know all about this. And you have not begun to see the end of the punishment that you're about to get. And she was very, very flipped out. And I said, now go to your room, and I'll be up to disable your computer and tell you goodnight. And she said, okay. And she went up, and Carrie's still very flipped out. Sure. And about 90
seconds. That would flip out any parent.
And again, I want to say to folks, if nothing you pull from this, be aware of what your kids are doing. Right. I feel so stupid for not checking.
There are great child filters.
You know, I think that's an eye opener to all parents that you really think you should
check
this.
She's nine.
Yeah.
Sorry, Buzz.
No, I was just going to say, and worth interjecting here, there are great and very affordable child protection filters that parents can install and download and put
in
a computer.
You can put them on every computer in the house.
But Rob also makes an excellent point. Check your child's computer regularly to make sure. Check the search histories and those kinds of things to find out where they've been.
So 90 seconds later, I go up. Julia's up in her bed. She's crying. She's upset because she's gotten caught. And I go to check her search history again. And in that 90 seconds, she had deleted it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I said to Carrie, Christ, she's like a mobster.
Oh, my God.
Now, she's a full week, maybe a little more of double secret probation. Uh-huh. She's starting to break a little bit. But we're talking no phone, no computer, no television, no friends, no outside. I mean, nothing.
Yeah, because that's a little scary. You gotta nip it in the bud. That's why you played your nip it in the bud.
It was chosen with a meaning.
Wow,
and so,
that's amazing,
and
Rob.
And we tried to over-explain to her. I said, now you don't understand that what you've done, not only did you disobey us, which is bad, and you lied to us, which is unexcusable, but you've put yourself and technically the entire family in danger by going out unsupervised into a social networking universe.
Right.
And I think she gets that now.
Okay.
I think she does.
Right.
She was supposed to go to camp last weekend. It was like a weekend camp for Girl Scouts. We yanked it.
Right.
And I mean,
I'm all for you. I think you're doing the right thing.
You have to.
I'm sorry,
do you
Oscar?
Need to see her history? Because I knew you could figure out. You can still. The history's actually never really deleted.
I know. I know. Okay, I can access that through my buddy Brad, who used as leverage in the getting her to admit it. I said, even if you delete your history, you know, Brad.
How pissed were you when you went upstairs and that she had deleted her history in the 90
Mike,
minutes?
I wasn't 90 seconds.
Yeah. 90 seconds.
I wasn't even able to be pissed because I was so flabbergasted.
Shocked. Wow.
Yeah.
She still, after being busted, had not gone into the corner and just sat there with her arms folded. Oh, my God.
Anyway, so that's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I love my kids. I adore them. I cherish them. But, ladies and gentlemen, be aware of everything your children do.
Oh, yeah.
And I should have brought this up sooner, but I wasn't ready
to
talk about
that, Rob. Yeah, that is a good story.
Please be aware of what your children do and check their search history.
Hang in there. I'd like continuous updates.
On the bright side, I don't have to drive around much on the weekend.
I will say there's...
Well, I tell you, you've alerted me. Even though I'm a part-timer, I got to pay attention to that stuff.
Check it out.
Extremely proactive, Julia.
Oh,
yes,
God.
I mean, what 9-year-old has the thought to say, you know what, I'm going to do some damage control. I'm going to run upstairs.
I'm going to clear my history because they won't be able to follow up.
These days.
Oh, my God. I tell you, she's going to be president of the United States.
I think most kids that age these days are able to do that.
The image I had of her running around was like at Henry Hill at the end of the Goodfellas, trying to hide stuff.
Very scary.
One last thing on the Julia thing.
Yes.
Is I did, when I first found it, my initial thought was to send her a friend request. Just to flip her out. I did not do it. But what I did do yesterday that I took some satisfaction in, when I immediately disabled her account.
Right.
But yesterday I deleted it. And what I wrote is her status for about 2 hours yesterday. She only had like maybe 100 friends, I guess.
Right.
And her status was Julia Jellybean. Her secret account has been discovered by her parents and it wasn't worth it.
Nicely done.
That itself is torture.
And then a message popped up from some other little bastard. And he says, hey. And he looked like he might have been like a fifth grader. And I said, hey yourself, this is Julia's father. And he went, the reply was, well then. And then the thing said, whatever the kid's name was, it said, his name is offline.
Right.
That is too funny.
So, I mean, you take your victories where you get them.
Yeah. Right? You know, that really was Mark Ronick, though. That's actually who it was. anyway.
Julia, I know you shouldn't be on Facebook, but would you like to sell some space on your page?
Boy, you have really opened my eyes. I mean, even though I'm a part-timer and I'm not there, see, that's the, you want to talk about frustration. If there's anything that goes a certain way, you don't have total control. And that's very difficult. So I just try to, I try to be as accessible and as open and have the lines of communication open as much as I can. And, of course, it doesn't work. That's just the way it is.
But on the bright side, Robert is 7, not quite as sharp, perhaps, as his sister. We're still working on him getting to put the plate in the sink after dinner.
But he's strong.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Marabona Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.